This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
Good evening, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show.
Good afternoon, everyone. Happy Friday, July 3rd. Today, I'm your host, co-host, Maceo Coleman, and we're going to be talking about Michigan's new auto reform insurance for your vehicles. You know, we've been paying a high price, one of the highest in the nation, in Michigan for quite a while. So we're bringing on one of the experts today, Mr. Daryl Gilliam from State Farm, and he's going to help discuss with us some of the new reform things that we need to know, and we'll go from there. So we only have him for a little while, so we're going to get right into it. So Mr. Daryl Gilliam, are you with us?
I'm here. Hello there. How are you doing?
I'm good. Welcome to the Jenny White Show. How are you doing today?
Doing real good on this beautiful, warm summer day. Doing fantastic.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's great. So what we'll do is we're talking about the auto reform, and so I'd like for you to kind of paint a picture for us and tell us, tell our listeners what they can expect, and we'll go from there.
Sounds great. And first of all, I'd like to thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate the opportunity. I really appreciate the voice and the platform and to be able to kind of talk straight about auto insurance. I'm going to talk from my perspective, howbeit you know a little bit about my background, but I started my State Farm agency in 1998 and in the Southfield area, and we still continue to operate today in the same market. And this is something we've been looking forward to over the years, Maceo. We've been looking forward to an opportunity for our customers to have a voice and a say-so in their insurance and not just be dictated. So that's what I want to talk about today. And whatever you'd like me to – where you'd like me to start, you tell me where you want me to start.
All right. Well, let's start with the personal injury protection options,
sure.
And then we can kind of go from there.
Okay. Very good. Well, first of all, let me tell you a little something. Let me give you a little history. In
all
the
right.
early 70s, the no-fault came into existence where they had unlimited medical, or we call it personal injury protection. We're calling it PIP. We use that terminology to shorten it, but it's called personal injury protection. There was a desire at that time to make sure that no one that was hurting automobile in Michigan would ever go for unneeded, and their health care and all their medical treatment would be covered. And that was fully covered, unlimited, with many, many different features to it. That program stayed in place up until yesterday, July 2nd, where the part of the coverage still is in place, but our customers and all the citizens of Michigan have an opportunity to select their personal injury protection, whether they want unlimited, that's very similar to what they have now, or they had in the past as of, you know, today, as of the July 2nd, which was yesterday, and then, or they could select options where they can break down that coverage to cap at $1 million worth of coverage, $500,000 worth of coverage, down to $250,000 worth of coverage, and even opting out of the personal injury protection altogether.
Now, with that, you have to have your own comprehensive health insurance, or either Medicare or Medicaid. Is that correct?
That is correct. Let me break it down for you as I talk to many of my colleagues and customers over the last few weeks. In order to opt out of the coverage, you have to be on Medicare. Medicare will allow you to opt out of the coverage, meaning that Medicare would take over primarily for you. If you have that situation, you can totally opt out of the coverage. There's one other option that many people aren't sure about. You can actually exclude yourself from personal injury protection if your medical plan that your employer provides for you has a primary plan that covers Michigan auto no-fault, not a coordinated or qualified plan, but a primary plan, which there's only a few companies that are doing that at this time now. And if you have any questions about it, I can get into it and talk about that. But that's the confusing part, because many customers said, hey, I want to opt out. I have health insurance, but really you have to go through a step process to qualify for that. I call it the golden ticket, where you can choose either unlimited or you can choose to exclude the coverage based upon your current plan, Maceo.
All right. Well, that's good information there. Now, does State Farm participate in that?
Yes, we do. We participate in that. We advocate for it. I think over the last few weeks, there's been a lot of information going out saying that the insurance professionals are going to be pushing you to go unlimited. They don't want you to limit the benefits. Well, you know, frankly, I think that's just more talk and more propaganda. But truly, most professionals that I know want the coverage of the customers to be taken care of. If you don't take care of your customers, they're going to go somewhere else. So no one's pushing any options that would not benefit the customer. But we're finding out a lot, though, Maceo, is that many people don't want to get a limited benefit, or they don't want to use the Medicare. They want to keep unlimited. So it's been kind of interesting because everybody's case is individualized.
Right. Okay, very good. Now, with the bodily injury, you know, just trying to talk in layman's terms, you know, when we buy life insurance, well, not life insurance, but when we purchase auto insurance for our cars, and we have the bodily injury liability coverage, it could be as low as $50,000, $100,000 each accident, $100,000 each person, $300,000, $250,000, $500,000, $500,000, $500,000. Now, can you kind of break that down to us now? Is there a minimum that the state would like us to have at this point? Mm-hmm.
Well, certainly. I'm glad you let's unpack that a little bit. So here, as I talk to my customers, it makes a lot of sense. Let's close the door on the PIP conversation. Let's just temporarily just close the book on that. Let's move over to the bodily injury. Okay, because it's a total different part of the coverage options. Your policy covers you for bodily injury that you do to someone else. If you injure somebody in your car, which happens. Right, all the distracted driving, it happens. So if I'm hurt by you, I have the right to sue you. Now in the past we had a no fault state, so there was no tort, there was no litigation in those typical situations. Now you have to have bodily injury, not for you, but to cover you if you get sued if you hurt someone else. So that's where that goes. So it used to be at 2040, Maceo. That was the 20,000 was the cap for legal insurance regarding your bodily injury exposure. Now the minimum is 50,000, and you can go as high as 1 million with certain companies. So that changed. But the key is this: you've got to understand that if you hit somebody and you don't have proper bodily injury protection, you can be personally sued. There's going to be a lot of people that are surprised about this, because in the past that was not an issue because everybody had unlimited. There was nothing to sue for.
Right. Okay.
Now it could.
All right.
Now you could have a long-term, drawn-out lawsuit that takes money out of your pocket if you're not properly covered for bodily injury. So we really stress that in our meetings and our individual appointments. We're talking about, hey, we got PIP covered, but now let's make sure that your bodily injury is protected. So if you hit somebody and they have limited benefits, which they can select. It's cool. You can select the limited benefit. But if I go over that $250,000 or the $50,000, it's going to come out of the guy that hit me, and you got to really be prepared for that portion of it.
Okay, very good. So that answers my next question, if you were to get hit by a driver with bare minimum coverage or none at all. All right.
Mm-hmm. We kind of tackled that. So if that happens, so think about this. If I was hurt, somebody had no coverage at all, and say I had a limited benefit on my policy, then we're talking about a tough space that we're not used to. So we got to really be prepared for those type of situations.
Okay. So like you said,
Mr. Coleman,
is that
can
Jenny
I ask
White?
A question? Yes.
All right.
Can I ask
Jenny
a question,
White,
please? I'm sorry, your guest. I
Daryl Gilliam.
Mr. Gilliam?
My name is Daryl Gilliam. Yes.
Okay, Mr. Gilliam. I had a question. You said the Medicare can, the persons that have that can only do this?
Yes.
Do the personal.
You talked about Medicare.
Okay,
Medicare
I didn't understand. Yes. I didn't understand that.
Okay, let's go back over that. So let's back up a little bit. Medicare, the Medicare, come on, if you have the Medicare Parts A and B, okay?
Okay.
If that is a card, if that's a card that you carry in your wallet, you have
right.
the opportunity to not go with the Michigan no fault for a PIP. So that is very, very important to understand. You still can select whatever. You can still select unlimited, but you can choose all the way down to what we call an opt-out of the Michigan PIP because Medicare would then be primary. So now here's the problem that comes up a little bit with Medicare covers about half of what Michigan auto no-fault covers. So someone says, well, I don't get household services. I don't get meals. I don't get transportation. I don't get long-term care. I'm like, no, 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 and no. I don't get massage therapy. I don't get rehabilitation services. I don't get all these things. That's just part of the list. There's many, plenty of things that are covered under the Michigan Auto No-Fault. That's why it costs so much. But Medicare just doesn't cover it. It's just a standard program that is a federally guided program. So we got to be careful. Like, hey, I can opt out. Yay, you know, I can save insurance. But if something happens, you might not have the type of care that the guy next door to you has for the same type of injury.
Okay. Okay.
I hope
sense.
I answered that. Did I answer that? Okay
yes,
for you?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes,
okay.
you did. But those that don't have the Medicare, they have to get one of the others, right?
Yes, they have an option to go. Well, let's talk about one other coverage. There's one other medical coverage. There's Medicaid. Let's not forget about that. If you have Medicaid, if you have one of the Medicaid programs, you can not necessarily opt out, but you can limit your benefits of PIP down to $50,000. That's really one thing I really want to talk about from an economic standpoint. We have people that are struggling economically that are on Medicaid. They don't have to go with the unlimited like they had to in the past. Now they can afford a limited option while they're getting back on their feet. So I'm excited about that because I think there's a part of our population that's just been really, really mistreated regarding insurance and pricing over the years. And now you have a little window where you can take care of the seniors and those that are on Medicaid that are, you know, the resources are limited at the current time. So, you know, that's one other option. You see there's so much to this, it's tough to kind of put it in a short conversation.
It really is.
Can I have you for about 5 more minutes, Daryl?
You got me for 5 more minutes.
All right, I'll tell you what. Give me your phone number and your information for our listeners in the event that they have any questions regarding their auto insurance or any other
All right,
you know some of the services that you offer.
Thank you so much again. My name is Daryl Gilliam.
You can give it over the air. Yes,
ma'am.
Daryl.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Sure. My office number is 248-213-0091, and that's 248-213-0091. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And my website is thegilliamagency.com. That's thegilliam, G-I-L-L-I-A-M, agency.com.
All right, very good. Appreciate that information. Now, just one other thing. If we have any callers that would like to ask Mr. Gilliam a question regarding your auto insurance and the new auto reform, you can press the 1. We've got them for about 4 more minutes now, and you know we'll answer those questions and we'll get along with the show. But I think some of the important factors to consider for people when they're choosing these coverages are whether they're on a tight budget
Yes.
You know, and what's most important, peace of mind or lowest cost?
Yes.
Because like you said, with the comprehensive health plan or if they're on Medicare, they do have options. And some people may just go for cost and ultimately put themselves in a bad position liability-wise if they're in an accident, you know.
Well, I saved one gentleman last week $2,000 a year on his premium. So we said, you know what,
wow.
He made a point. He's like, Ms. Gillen, I can finally breathe. And seriously, I said, you know what, if it's Medicare, we just got to pray about it. You know, I hope you're okay.
All right. Oh,
but he's
yeah.
like, I don't go to your – but you know what, those are the kind of things that I'm excited about, you know, as far as economically impacting. And some of the products I do work with is estate planning regarding life insurance and financial – and our financial investment products and retirement planning. So I do get into that a lot. But right now I'm really laser focused on auto and home and personal, you know, liability.
Okay. All right. Very good. Any you have any other questions, Ms. Jenny White?
No, I think kind of, sort of understand. Could you just tell me one thing? Why were we the state that had to pay the most insurance in the first place?
I think, wow, that's for another show. My goodness, we can talk about.
Oh, wow.
We can talk about economics, and we can talk about I call it predatory pricing strategies, and we can talk about the lack of attention to the people that are paying the highest and the least represented. That's a whole other
show.
All right.
Well,
talk about that
tell
red
you,
line, huh?
I tell you what, any
can,
other time yeah. that you want to come by and just explain it to us, you're more than welcome.
Yes. I could talk about that. So, yeah. Well, and now some people have the courage to kind of step out and say, look, we need to change this. And again, we see that change kind of dominoing in our society now. Again, we're on other issues, but I'm excited about these changes, and I'm an advocate for it as well.
Okay,
well,
so
Mr.
what?
Gilliam,
just a last one more question, Mr. Coleman.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to ask you, what would be your preference if you weren't, you know, owning a company or whatever, the insurance company? But which one would you choose?
Here's what I say.
I mean,
myself.
I'm sure
you know
you're not old enough for the Medicare situation.
Right.
But what I'm
right.
saying,
no.
which one of these would you prefer yourself?
Well, you know, it's that's a tough question because it's individualized in
right.
regards to it. You know, however, here's my highest recommendation is always at the top. I highly recommend. The bodily injury of at least the state default of $250,000 with unlimited personal injury protection. That's my recommendation. That's how we know we're consistent. And then with the $1 million personal liability umbrella, that's how I know you can sleep, I can sleep as a representative of yours at night. So there's no gaps because we're carrying on the same coverages that you had in the past. That's how I know I can sleep. So the other way that I can sleep is that we've had the conversation and that you as the consumer says, you know what? Okay, I can back. That's not a whole bunch of paperwork nowadays to do that. But my highest recommendation would say to my family, my mom and dad, God bless them, you keep unlimited because if something happens, I don't want you to have the short end of the stick. And if you hit somebody and you get sued, I want you to make sure you have the proper legal protection under your policy that covers you. I don't want anybody to come up short. Now, if they do choose that economically and personally, some people just personally, hey, I want to choose it because I want to, that's fine. But I think that's the key component is I always recommend the highest. So your coverage is
so
intact.
So what you're saying is that for your parents, just keep what you have. Is that what you're saying and don't make any changes?
No, what I'm saying is that If you look at the best, you know, as far as coverage wise, then you'll look at unlimited. That's the top. Now your choice would come through as for you as a consumer, which is hard sometimes, and say, okay, now that I know what the options are, then I can select, you know, step one, step two, step three. But it's individualized. So each customer,
right.
each situation is different. So there's no one from my perspective that I can say, oh, you should do this, you do that. We can't do that because it's just not fair to the consumer. Everybody is different.
Okay. Very good.
All right, Mr. Daryl Gilliam, you have definitely educated us. I think we're a little smarter about these auto reforms than we were before you came on. So if you can give your information one more time, Daryl Gilliam, State Farm agent, we'd appreciate it. Phone number?
For Doug, it's 248-213-0091. 248-213-0091, and the website is thegilliamagency.com, thegilliamagency.com.
All right. I really appreciate you coming on to the show today to help educate us regarding our auto insurance, and hopefully we can save some money. And we'll definitely have
yes,
you on another time as a guest. And so I'm going to let you go. Enjoy your family, and I appreciate you coming on, Daryl.
Well, thank you, and have a good holiday to everyone, including the host. And thank you for being a generous host. So you have a good night, everyone.
You too.
All right, take care. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Miss Jenny White.
Okay, well,
so
we'll take a break.
All right,
we'll be right back after these messages. Do you know a youth in need of a place to live? Have you always wanted to make a difference in the city of Detroit, but not known how? The answer to both of these questions is Covenant House, Michigan. Covenant House is a youth homeless shelter serving 18 to 24-year-olds in the city of Detroit with education, resources, job preparation, and so much more. If you'd like to learn more about these programs, please call 313-463-2000 or look us up on the web at www.covenanthousemi.org.
This is Jacqueline Jones Frederick of Jones & Frederick Enterprises, Inc. This incorporation consists of a tutoring business, a tutoring staffing, and a traveling business. We have served the community since 2007. Our clients are third graders to college students. We tutor in all academic subjects. Please call Jacqueline at 586-306-5487.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Is your food bland and you want to spice it up? Does it taste like something is missing? What's missing is my seasoning, Butch's Bodacious Seasoning, all-purpose seasoning, good on absolutely everything but ice cream. I'm Linda Porter, President and CEO of Butch's Bodacious Seasoning. To get the spice back in your life, call me at 313-393-2738. You won't regret it. Thank you.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, and we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. We were talking about the new auto insurance requirements. And if you guys did not understand, Mr. Gilliam gave you the number and you can call him and see what you can get out of it. Some people don't have full coverage. Some people just have the minimum. That would definitely be not a good deal if you happen to injure someone, you know, so, and you don't want to be injured either. But this new one might save you some money or, you know, if you just want to let it hang the way you have it already. I mean, I don't know. Just like he said, it's individualized, and you have to choose which one you think is better for you. Now, we need to change the page, flip over to a new page. And who wants to talk about what's going on now? And we know it's always something going on. And, sometimes it's just, I don't know. So I don't know, Mr. Coleman, what do you think about what the stuff that's going on today? I mean, they had a situation in Seattle for a while. They were taking over. Well, as a matter of fact, they did take over a section of Seattle. They and the police deserted their police station. Deserted the police station. Can you believe that?
Yeah, well, they did that so they didn't have to kill anybody. You know, so.
Oh, is that why they did it? Or were they afraid they would get killed?
No, the police had the guns. The protesters, if they had guns out there, it would be an all-out war. So, you know,
they had this gun because this guy, he was the father of a 19-year-old, and his son was killed there. And he got a call from guess who? Your president, Donald J. Trump. I guess it's better than the one when he called Mr. Floyd's family, but he seemed to be very happy about getting a call from the president. But his 19-year-old son was killed, and he said the police didn't alert him or tell him anything, but the young man had friends who knew what had happened, and they went to the home and told the dad.
It's trying times right now in the world. You know, not only are we dealing with a pandemic with the coronavirus, COVID-19, but we're dealing with a lot of civil unrest in regards to police brutality of unarmed people of color. And so right now the voice of the people are speaking out and instituting some changes in legislation and things that will help to curb some of this systematic racism that we've been dealing with for centuries, truthfully, starting with police reform and taking a lot of the funds from the police and reallocating them to more civic and civil projects, you know, education and homelessness and, other programs that can help the people and help to make a more peaceful society. So I think that in terms of those initiatives taking place, I think it's a good idea. I just, hate that it had to come on the backs of continuous police brutality. And, every day, we hear about someone else who was killed in the custody of police, like Elijah McClain, which was a young man in Colorado.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, who was walking home and the police accosted him, and he ended up dying a few days later.
But before he He apologized to them while he was laying down there on the street, apologized to them that if he had done anything.
That was a very
I don't want to talk about that. that was hard to take. And he was only 23.
Yeah, it's you know, there's a lot of stories like that. There's stories like that we'll never hear about.
That's true because that one happened last year.
Yeah, that was last year. And there were a couple, black men that have been found, hung in California that they were quick to say were suicide.
That's a lie.
Yeah, they had to rebut that, and so those are under investigation. But there are certain places that, still in America, you don't, as a black person, you don't want to be found after dark.
Well, you know what? They're going to put this, there's a group in Livonia that's going to put a sign up on the billboard saying, what is this? It's a message to black people to be careful, and the police they don't like it because they're going to put it up. And I think that's a good thing. If you're going, now it would make me turn back if I saw a billboard sign telling me that the cops do the, following after black people and this, that, and the other. I don't think it's anything in Livonia that I need to go see. No. Mm-mm. Because to me, now this is to me, it feels to me like this thing has escalated since the people start protesting. Now, I may be wrong, but I think it has increased because it seems to me that every single day something has happened. You have the lady and her daughter that were in the store and black people, and then the white lady bumped into the girl's 15-year-old 15-year-old daughter. The daughter asked the white lady to give her an apology. And okay, and that's where it started. The rest, as they say, is history. Because they, mama and the lady got into it, this, that, and the other. And after a while, the mother, I guess she was so angry that the white lady got in her car. And when she came out, she had a gun in her hand. And the black young lady said, oh, you going to shoot me now? You going to shoot me? Because she was taping everything. Told her daughter to look at the license plate on the car, make sure she got the plate number. And the husband had come out, and whatever he said, I didn't hear him. But then he got back in his car. And he was on his phone. I don't know if he was calling the police or whomever. But I think he was less violent than his wife because she was out there, Hank. You know, she had the gun pointed and she was backing up behind the car. And then she came back and she got in the car. And from what I understand, both of them went to jail. And then the father got kicked off of his job. He lost his job because his bosses saw that. Yes, somebody saw it, told the administration, and they said, "Oh, we don't want anybody like this working for us." They fired him. So now I don't know what they're going to do to her. I don't know if she had a job or whatever. But it just seems to me like it keeps happening. It keeps happening.
Yeah, it keeps happening, and you know, I think they're starting to, you know, arrest or penalize people who are making these fraudulent calls on black people now, such as the lady that called on the man. Bird
and he
watching
told her,
Central
don't
Park.
Come, yeah. Mm-hmm. She lost her job,
you know,
too.
Yeah, so, you know, there has to be some consequences for you know, as they call them, Karens, you know, to think
and
twice.
Where did that come from?
Karen was the white lady that called the police on the black people that were barbecuing in the park.
Oh, gosh.
That was her name. So every white person that calls the police on a black person for no reason is a Karen.
Okay, well, Whoopi Goldberg said she doesn't appreciate that because she said her name is Karen.
Oh, Whoopi?
She said her name was Karen. And she didn't appreciate
it. Well, she better keep going by Whoopi. Because I didn't know her name was Karen. Okay.
I didn't either. Well, you know. I don't know. Wonder where she got the Whoopi from, but it stuck with her. Yeah, but I mean, it just seems to me. Now, see, that woman was crazy because he was taping her and she was acting a fool. Somebody attacking me and my dog. And all you got to do is look at the video. And then he was upset.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't upset, but he felt bad for her because she lost her job.
Well, you know, sometimes those altercations or those confrontations don't end that well. You know, they could very easily, just like the young man that was in a Walmart in the toy aisle with a toy gun. And someone called saying that, you know, the man in Walmart with a gun, police end up coming and shooting him dead, you know. So
in the store?
In the store. So, you know, when black people have to deal with the police, it doesn't always end well for us. And so, now they're talking about, as far as this police reform, you know, not every call will require an armed officer to attend. You know, there may be social workers who, you know, would be more appropriate to deal with certain situations or certain people that would be more appropriate than the armed police. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this reform coming about. But these police unions are kicking and screaming. You know, and getting rid of qualified immunity, where these police officers can just, you know, kill somebody and not have to deal with any consequences behind it.
Right.
So I think, that's
especially
the
like
thing.
The man that killed Mr. Floyd. He had 18 people that had commented on him.
Or complained.
Yep. 18.
Well, you know, there's going to be a database. You know, there needs to be a federal database so that that these things are known, and these officers just can't go to another jurisdiction and get a job because they've been fired from one, you know, and just go to the neighboring jurisdiction and get another job to do the same thing.
Well, from what I understand, a lot of the policemen are KKK members.
Well, you know, a lot of the police force was established, you know, as slave catchers, and so they were
right.
Yeah, they came together, you know, to catch slaves, and so the police force has been, you know, really put in place to control the
black community.
Black people,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's definitely been put in place to control us and protect others. And so that
we're more violent to each other. We're more violent to each other than, you know, they are, I think. Well, not the cops, because if they they're KKK members, then I can understand why everybody coming up dead. Because, you know, they're trying to get rid of all of us. And Trump had a little video that he had put on. He took it off really quickly, but not quick enough so that people didn't see it. People were running around in cars and stuff talking about white power, white power. And he claimed he didn't hear that. Yeah, he said he didn't hear that. Yeah, I know he didn't. But I'm wondering why he called the black man when he heard that his son had gotten killed. Was that because he's looking for the black vote? Because his numbers are down so bad?
Well, I'm sure. I mean, you know, and some of the things that he's doing, and it's going to get worse between now and November. I mean, so we think we've seen the worst. It's going to get worse than this. You know, just like they're talking about the bounty that Russia put on the soldiers' lives in Afghanistan.
$100,000
Each American soldier that was killed. Well, if we have any callers who are interested in participating in this conversation, feel free to push the 1. You can join this conversation. You can talk about any current events. You can talk about the insurance reform. Or, you know, if you've got some other topics that you want to discuss, then, you know, we could discuss those as well.
And this is the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show.
Lions Clubs International is a service or membership organization of over 1.7 million members worldwide. It was founded in 1916 in Illinois. Much of the focus of the Lions Club's work as a service club organization is to raise money for worthy causes as first responders. The Lions Club motto is "We Serve." Local Lions Club programs include sight conservation, hearing and speech conservation, diabetes awareness, youth outreach, international relations, environmental issues, and many other programs. The Lions acronym also stands for Liberty, Intelligence, Our Nation's Safety. For more information, contact us at lionsclubs.org.
If you are in need of life insurance, auto or home insurance, or need help in getting out of debt, call your helpful insurance agents at Prime Financial Services. Did you know, if you add a child rider to your life insurance policy, you can add multiple children for the price of one, starting at $10,000 worth of coverage for under $10. Call today for a free quote at 313-293-0979. Mention you heard this ad on this show for a free gift.
Want to start a business or have tax issues? We know exactly how to handle your individual needs. We personalize each individual and give you the time required to focus on your needs. We audit you before the IRS does. The IRS is not on your side, but we are. We set up companies, do tax preparation, tax and retirement planning, bookkeeping, IRS audits, and reviews. Please call me, Deborah Mitchell, owner of Mitchell & Company, for a free consultation at 248-354-5122, and visit my website, MitchellTaxAccounting.com.
As an author, you understand the devastation of someone plagiarizing your work, but what if someone stole your identity? Protect yourself and your family with identity theft protection. Services include credit monitoring, credit reports and scores from all three credit bureaus, Social Security number, emails, credit cards, bank account monitoring, and social media monitoring from Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. For more information, call 248-525-7680.
Question: if you write a book, everybody will rush out to buy it. Obvious answer: no. If you were a celebrity or if you had a huge marketing budget, then maybe you can get a lot of exposure for your book. Another solution would be to check out JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com is a promotion and marketing service with access to over 1/3 of a million followers on Twitter. JoeyTweets.com has 3 packages available to fit any budget. That's JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com. Get some serious exposure for your books.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, and we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. And now we're talking about current events. If you have something that you would like to say, just press the 1 and we can talk about it. As like I said before, well, I want to say this about one of the ads. If you haven't done your taxes yet, I think you have until the 15th of this month. I'm not sure, but I think they extended it to the 15th. So if you don't want to be playing around with Uncle Sam, just go and get your taxes done. So everybody's okay. Nobody's had any incidents, nothing that they wanted to share with us. We're talking about some of the things that have happened, and like I said, in my opinion, they have escalated. I don't know if the people are still protesting downtown. If someone knows whether or not they are, just press the 1 and let me know, because I haven't heard anyone say anything about them. They could or could not be. But I think in other places they are. I know they were in Seattle, as I mentioned earlier, because they had this whole section that they had taken over. I don't know how you take over a whole section of a city just for you. I mean, in your group. I don't know how that works. I know in the beginning, Trump had told whoever the mayor was or the governor or who else, they said that, take your city back. So, speaking of that, governor reminded me, how many of you would like to see our governor be the vice president? Nobody. Anybody have a preference of who they want? Should it be a female of Negro group?
Negro.
Is that
a
man?
Went back
word?
To the 60s, huh? Negroes. How about a colored lady? You know, get a pick a colored woman. You said a Negro. Boy, I tell you, that a loss of words, huh? Joe Biden and his Negro pick for vice president, Stacey Abrams, Kamala Harris.
I don't know. Kamala's
Negro.
Doing a lot
okay.
of stuff in there. So,
well, she's a good Negro.
So, well, who do you think? Who do you think, Mr. Coleman? Yes.
Well, as far as Negroes are concerned, you know, I would say that Stacey. Well, I would say, I don't know. The establishment likes Kamala. You know, she's raised a lot of money, and you know, she was in the debates down to the few last candidates, so I think she would be able to garner her share of voters.
People,
so
you think?
She's got,
you know, she's married to a white
cute
guy too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that doesn't surprise me. You know, she got a little controversy when she was a attorney general in California.
Right.
As far as the arrest,
and she got,
you know,
remember when she got on Biden too.
Yeah,
they had their little situation. Yes.
Well,
okay,
I mean,
caller.
You know, anything goes.
That's true. Caller, you would like to say?
And how are you this evening?
I'm fine. How are you?
Just fine. You know, I don't think it'll be a good move for him to put a woman on his ticket because of the pressure this country is under. And I think it would, you know, a lot of people would vote. That's too close to the presidency. I think
it would mess up. But he said that he can't change that now. He said it. He said he was going to choose a female for his running mate, and he was going to put a black female on the Supreme Court. That's what he said. He didn't say she was going to be a black vice president. But everybody is talking, well, don't you think he needs to get a black female to be the vice president? Then he could get the black vote. So I don't know what he's going to do or who he's going to choose. But there's a whole group of women out there just pick me, pick me. And Abrams is one of them. She really wants it.
To Stacey Abrams, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So who would you?
I just don't think, look at the pressure we're getting from. I don't think it's a good move at this time. And look at the pressure we're getting from outside the country. I don't think it would be a good move at all. Not right now.
Well, at some point in time, I'm sure we will elect a female, but I think that she would have to come up through the ranks. She would have to have been a vice president. Well, remember when McClain, where did he go? He went to Alaska to get Palin.
And that was the worst thing ever.
Vice president.
Huh?
Hillary wasn't a vice president.
That was the worst thing ever. It was a shame.
I didn't say Hillary. I said Sarah Palin.
I said Hillary wasn't a vice president. You said that you think for a female to be a president, she'd have to be a vice president coming up through the ranks.
I think that's what the way it'll go. I don't think they will just out and out vote a female to be a president. I don't think they would. I think they would if she had been a vice first. But that's just my opinion. I don't know. You got a different opinion? You think they'll just out and out pick a female? And now if it was somebody like Michelle Obama, that's different. But, I mean, I think the female would have to come up. I don't think it should be just because a black female. I think Governor Whitmer would be a good one. What do you think would be a good one, caller?
Not at this point. I still say not at this point.
Okay, who do you think would be a good one?
A woman vice president?
No, a vice president, period. You think Sanders, Bernie would have been a good one?
Oh, they would go to war.
Well, he had the young people. I mean,
yeah,
they were hanging on to him.
Well, Bernie was making a lot of promises he couldn't keep, you know, too.
You're right about that.
He liked more socialistic moves, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and he's pretty, you know, extreme with some of his views. So I don't think Bernie would have been. I don't think he would have been a good president, you know.
I don't either. I really don't.
Yeah, or vice president. So I think he's good where he's at.
Where is that?
in the Senate, as a senator. But I do think that, in these cases of extreme presidents, you know, extreme things happen. That's just like George Bush was so bad with his weapons of mass destruction, you know, that people and the recession that we had, that he drove us into, that people were willing to vote in a black president. So that's how we got Barack. And so following Barack, you know, because people were so mad we had a black president, they were willing to put in, you know, Trump,
anything.
Who didn't have
anything.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think right now, yeah, and so I think right now, in regards to a female vice president, he didn't necessarily, I don't think Joe Biden had to necessarily commit to a black woman being vice president, but if that's, you know, where we're at, then so be it. I think he stands the best chance to win the election as president, but it's going to be so much gerrymandering and, you know, accusations of these mail-in ballots being fraudulent.
Oh, yeah.
Trump's going to create so much confusion, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to make it real, real tough based on these numbers, and especially with China and Russia interfering with the election. It's going to be a little tight.
Well, I heard that China said if they hear anything about Russia messing in the election, they're going to get Russia. So I don't know what they got going to eat those. I don't know. He is so desperate to be the president again. He said his constituents or his people want him to run for a third term. Ha, ha. So,
Jenny White,
I mean,
I hear a lot of static in the background. I don't know.
I do too. I don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah, I hear a lot of static. You know, but Trump has, you know, pulled off, you know, at least a $2 or $3 trillion heist, you know, of money that they've stolen and haven't accounted
for. Not only
for,
that.
So,
He gave some of the stimulus to his rich friends, the bankers. And when the post office told him that they needed money because they were running out of money, what did he do? He put one of his thugs up there over the postal department. So he wants to make sure that he takes care of the write-in votes, of course.
Yeah, and they, you know, I think they may have closed some post offices too. They want to make it real hard for this mail-in vote to get in. They want to make it real, real challenging.
I think they might want to privatize. I'm not sure, but he is such a crook. Okay,
yeah,
caller, Miss Payne.
Yes.
That was terrible.
Well, that was my comment. I think it would mess up with the vote even more. And we're trying to unseat this man, you know, and it would, they wouldn't follow it. And then
if
he chose a female
for his running mate?
Yeah, and a black person, because you can see what's happening with black people
well,
here.
Well, McCain chose Sarah Palin. Nobody knew anything about her.
And that was such an insult. To me, that was an insult to the black woman. I mean, to the white woman.
She
it was
crazy.
An insult. She was an
she,
insult.
He had to
they,
go way I mean, over to Alaska to pick a crazy woman. And she was. And then she had her daughter.
I've always thought that. I felt that Elizabeth Warren would be more acceptable.
You know, I thought about her
Elizabeth,
at first.
Elizabeth Warren, yeah.
Yeah, I thought about
she
her.
She probably run over him, though.
Well, Amy Klobuchar, she dropped out, so she didn't want to be in there with all them other people for vice president. So we don't know who he's going to choose. I don't know about Stacey. I don't know if she's had enough experience in politics. I don't know. But who knows? She might surprise all of us.
Yeah, we usually do. I was asking some of my friends, you know, like the statement that in the grassroots, late Malcolm X made a statement. He said these men don't want to run a nation. They want to crawl back on the plantation. So I was asking a lot of the people I worked with, you know, do you think that you could stand in the place where Trump is and run a nation? Because we were all like first line supervisors in the welfare department. And most of them said, that job would be a snap compared to what we were doing, you know. But yeah, they can run it, you know, because we had to get it done, the work. And, you know, just that's first line administration. You know, you're like the pincushion. Every decision you make, you know, for the client, for the agency, for the population, for the public at large, you had to make sure that everything balanced out, you know. But do you feel that you could, we're criticizing, do you feel that you could get into, step into a position like that and run a nation with all the things, then all the, you know, all the, you know, foreign policies and things like that, and making the country safe? Now, do you feel that you could step into a seat like that and run a nation? And I think that's all what and a lot of them say, yeah, we can do it.
Do you know, I don't know why anybody would want that job. You see, President Obama, when he came in, his hair was black. And I know you saw what it looked like when he came out of there after 8 years.
So yeah, I know my father. Yeah, my father told me when I became a first-line supervisor, he just came by the office to see me. He said, you know, Becky, he said, your hair is whiter than mine. I wanted to say, yeah. That's what he just said. It's a lot of pressure, a lot of decisions to make, a lot of attitudes you have to deal with. Everybody wants a piece of the pie.
Yeah,
and how
well,
you
that's any time you're a leader.
Yeah. It's just,
somebody
so
is
think,
going
to
disagree with it, yeah.
Then you have to know what you can do.
Right. And don't let somebody talk you into trying to do something you know you can't do.
Yeah, because a lot of people start off being a first-line administrator, and they say, hey, they bump back, no, I'll be a worker. I'll be responsible for myself, not anybody else. They didn't want to say, no, I'm not going to be. I thought I wanted this job, but no, I didn't.
Yeah.
I remember a statement that former President Obama made. He said, after he got in and things was just heating up around him, he said, I asked for this job, and I'm going to do it. That's what he said.
All right.
I remember, never forget he said that. And I'm going to do it. And he did it. To me, you know, but see, no matter what you do, some people don't agree, some people not going to agree, all of this, you know. But he was a learned man. And then, you know, his background was as such where you could, you know, honestly feel that he was doing the best he could with what he had. He had a very good foreign policy. You know, he did have a very good foreign policy. They felt like he was everybody's president, but not the United States. And now it's changing.
Yeah.
You know, he had the experience, the background of knowing what the Constitution said and how it said. He knew, you know, you have to be a learned person.
That's because he
and
was
this
a
is
constitutional
yeah,
president.
Yeah, a lawyer, yeah. All of this. And you have to learn to deal with people at the lower levels and all of this. You know, and
you know what?
Mr. President Trump does not know. He calls himself being a business person. He calls himself being this. That's how come I think we catch him in so many lies, because he really don't know what to do.
No, he doesn't.
To me, he really don't know what to do. This is what you're looking
well,
at. And then he keeps firing everybody around him. Let's face it. He keeps firing everybody.
Hey, go ahead.
If we were to have a war now, he done fired half the military that's been out there.
Mr. Coleman?
Well, yeah, one of the things I don't think people really understand is that the president, you know, really doesn't run the country. The country is run by the corporations and the bankers. And so they have an agenda. You know, the president has to adhere to. And that's one reason why I think that Muammar Gaddafi was killed on Obama's watch, you know, the Libyan, you know, dictator, or, you know, he ran Libya because he was trying to change the banking system to the United States of Africa.
Gaddafi?
You know, which was,
Yeah, which was based
That's
on a gold system. What'd you say?
That wasn't the one he had. You talking about with the SEAL people? The SEAL, SEAL Team 6?
Oh, you're just talking about Bin Laden.
Yeah, no, yes. I'm talking about more of my.
Oh, Gaddafi. Okay.
You're talking about I think you're talking about Benghazi. I don't know if you're talking about Benghazi, but Hillary Clinton called that strike on him, and I think that, you know, not to much fanfare, I think they were able to get away with it because, you know, it was a black president, you know, killing another black man. Whereas had it been a white president, you know, going over there to kill him, I think it may have been, you know, a few more questions to ask as far as why they chose that particular mission. But, you know, there's the Bilderberg group, which has a meeting of, you know, large foreign dignitaries and presidents and former presidents that attend this meeting, which is like a secret meeting. And all over the world, then they come out with a plan as far as what they want to have implemented. And so, you know, these are a lot of behind the scenes. We just know what they show us as far as the election and things of that nature and the electoral college. But, you know, the presidents aren't elected, they're really selected. So, you know, it's it gets quite interesting.
Yes, it
does. But at this point, I don't think it would be advisable to have a woman that close to the presidency, not right now. I don't know what's going to happen afterwards.
He put his word out there. He said he was going to choose a female for his vice president, and he was going to put a black female on the Supreme Court. Now, those were his words, and people are going to look to him to do just what he said. And with that having been said, Mr. Coleman, do you have some final, did you have something else to say, Ms. Payne, before we go?
That's it, and thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, good to hear from you. My final words would be just to say that, you know, if you have any questions regarding the auto reform laws and how it affects you and your automobile coverage, feel free to contact Daryl Gilliam, State Farm Agent, at 248-213-0091. Appreciate it, Jenny White, another good show for July 3rd. 2020, another day we'll never see again.
I know,
so,
that's right.
You know, let us all enjoy the rest of this evening, and thank you for allowing me to be your co-host.
Okay, very good. You did a great job. You see me clapping? Well, what I have to say, everybody enjoy their weekend. Don't forget, you have to wear a mask and do social distancing. And what I'd like to say is we may not all be in the same boat, but it's for doggone sure we're all in the same storm. So with that having been said, I will say enjoy your holiday weekend. Don't do all of those fireworks and keep people up at night. But have fun, eat what you want to eat tomorrow, and then diet for the next week. So having said that, I will say good evening. This has been the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show.